It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Serenity descended on the farm last weekend, partly from the stillness of the air after high winds brought in a cool front, possibly because Saturday's very dry air subdued the cacophonous insect chorus of high summer into just a single high-pitched tone from just one species, the last to complete its mating process, I imagine, the concluding note of summer's symphony. Or perhaps it was just the aftermath of a lively night with good friends, lubricated by what some might view as an excessive four bottles of wine that kicked the weekend off. Eric had decided to mark the change in season by making a bouillie, a traditional Quebecois pot-au-feu of beef and salt pork, slow-cooked with savory spices for 4 hours, with the end-of-summer vegetables, rutabaga, green and yellow string beans, cabbages, and potato added about halfway through the process. I fetched a large chuck roast, the traditional cut used for bouillie, from Hover Farm, whose herds graze our land, as the central ingredient. Because it was far too much meat for just me, Eric, and our visiting friend Paul, we decided to make a party of it. From the north came Tom, from the east, George, and from the big city to the south, Steve. Aside from Eric, none of us had ever tasted a bouillie, as was true with Eric's other Quebecois dishes. The end flavor was far more sophisticated and delicious than I might have expected from reading the unprepossessing ingredient list. The magical blending of flavors comes from the care taken in preparation. Preceded by an extended cocktail hour, accompanied by generous pourings of hearty red wine, which continued to flow as we devoured the apple cake Paul had whipped up that afternoon, dinner was a smashing success. One to be remembered not just for the beautifully prepared food, but also for the unquestionable sense of well-being and boisterous camaraderie excited by our being together. Joyous, but exhausting. The two often overlap. I won't go so far as to say I was hungover on Saturday, but let's just say that at my age, after such a roaring start to a weekend, nothing seemed more welcome than a contemplative tale. Luckily, Saturday itself came through with its still quiet. And what better way to appreciate it than a walk with man's best friend? Lily, Eric's aged Carolina dog, proceeds at what can only be described as a slow and deliberate pace, which makes her the ideal guide for a meditative, restorative stroll. And Tom and I decided to accompany her. It was a short walk, limited by Lily's lack of enthusiasm for long treks these days. We made our way just along the farm's eastern border on Old Sawmill Road and past the two farms to our north. By the time we turned around and started back, we felt fully enveloped in the quiet, the constant hum of that one last vibrating insect species in the afterglow of its own mating season, nary a car passing, just the barely discernible patter of Lily slowly trotting her old arthritic bones behind us. The sense of stasis came from what we saw as much as from what we heard, the spectacular view of the Catskills looming in the distance, as they have over the Hudson Valley unchanged for centuries, the well-kept farmhouses we passed that should have been full of life, but are now only sporadically used, lamentably deprived of their active farmers by illness and death in recent years. The pastures, though green from our recent rains, also static in their way, no longer burgeoning with the rapid growth of spring and summer. It all might have seemed melancholic, but such quietude this time of year evokes for me happy memories of how, in my childhood, the world seemed to enter a state of suspension as the Jewish high holidays approached. For us, all normal activity was suspended. Schools closed and work was forbidden. Of course, there was a large festive meal for Rosh Hashanah, and if the salt pork were removed, Eric's bouillie might have served beautifully for that purpose. But the overall tone of the Jewish New Year was always one of contemplation, quiet contemplation, exemplified by the ritual of Tashlich, when we cast our sins away by throwing bread on the water. How appropriate to have been enveloped in this atmosphere on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. To all of you who observe the holiday, may I wish a sweet New Year, L'Shana Tova, and to those observing the upcoming fast of Yom Kippur, be well over the fast.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.